I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. This week, Los Angeles Times restaurant critic Bill Addison published his much-anticipated list of 101 best restaurants. The assignment is mind-boggling. Establish the 101 top restaurants in this glorious city we call home, rank them, and then write a short paragraph about each one telling us why we should eat there. It's really the equivalent of writing a guidebook to dining in LA, and we are so grateful that he's up to the task. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Evan. How are you?
I'm good. It's great to have you back for this Sisyphean task. How do you even approach doing it?
With a lot of anxiety and strategizing and eating.
So it looks like you've abandoned the alphabetical list and you're back to rankings. Let's go through your top 10, starting with number 10.
Ooh, okay, here we go. Number 10, Providence, pristine seafood in the city's arguably white tablecloth standard bearer. Number 9, Bavel, Ori Menashe and Genevieve Gergich's Arts District restaurant, articulating the flavors of North Africa and Western Asia, aka the Middle East. Number 8, Morihiro, the Atwater Village sushi bar run by LA legend Morihiro Onodera. 7, Moose Craft Barbecue, Andrew and Michelle Munoz's Lincoln Heights restaurant that sets the tone for a new school of Los Angeles barbecue. Number 6, Taco Maria in Costa Mesa, Carlos Salgado's tasting menu built around corn varietals that he and his restaurant staff nixtamalize and grind into masa. Number 5, Annaka, Nikki Nakayama's deservedly much praised kaiseki restaurant. Number 4, République for its all-day all-around California greatness. Number 3, Cato, the relocated restaurant by John Yao, highlighting the flavors of Taiwan. Number 2, Anajak, the Sherman Oaks Thai restaurant opened in 1981 and reimagined by the son of the owners, Justin Pichitrunsi, to include draws like Thai Taco Tuesday and an omakase reimagined with Thai flavors. And number 1, Hayato, a 7-seat Japanese restaurant in the Arts District that is admittedly near impossible to score a reservation to, but if asked to name the single best cooking in Los Angeles, I believe Brandon Hayato Go is the one doing it.
Wow. Such an interesting list.
And, Tell me. Go ahead. Bring it. I'm sure everyone's got big opinions.
No, you know what I love about the list is it tells you that it takes a while for a restaurant to reach the top. You know, it's not just populated with new names. It's people who have been working in the business at the top of their game for a while. And I think Hayato is, I am not surprised. I mean, it's stellar. So who made the list from Orange County, the San Gabriel Valley, Long Beach, and beyond?
Long Beach has some really good activity going on there. I think that's absolutely a place to watch for its growing culture in our region. I love Dima Habibi's Long Beach restaurant, Amatole, focusing on dishes from Palestine and Jordan, where she grew up. I'm excited about Selva in Long Beach, a new Colombian restaurant, and I feel like we don't get those flavors very much. So that's what I'm excited about in Long Beach. A few names from the San Gabriel Valley that I'm excited about. Wang Jia, a newish restaurant for Shanghainese cuisine. Henry's is an exciting one. They serve food from the Hong Kong cafe traditions. It's really lovely.
Grand Central Market and Smorgasburg are back-to-back in your entries right at the halfway mark. tell us why you put them like in that place and maybe shout out one favorite at each location.
It's interesting that you noticed that. It felt like a way right in the center of the list, since we did return to ranking, to call out these two places that are incubators of talents and yet are incredibly different, right? So one of them, Grand Central Market, has been around for 105 years. And Smorgasburg is this Sunday event at Row DTLA with this constantly changing lineup. At Grand Central Market, I will direct you to Shiku for Korean takeout, DTLA cheese for whatever Lydia Clark has on hand, and Nicole Rucker's Peerless Fat and Flour for pie. Lately at Smorgasburg, I love the pork belly breakfast burritos from Machin, the barbacoa flautas from Los Dorados, and tacos, including the dessert flan taco from Evil Cooks.
So you have a Hall of Fame and 14 restaurants made it. Give us a quick rundown of a few of the highlights. And what were the considerations that gave them the status?
With the Hall of Fame roster, we're trying to point out some guiding lights so intrinsic to our dining culture that they deserve their own category, that they sort of transcend the notions of lists. So they include Gala Getza, the defining Oaxacan restaurant in Los Angeles, Langer's for pastrami and the number 19 sandwich forever, Matsuhisa, which I think taught so many people about what sushi is or even could be in America, Pie and Burger in Pasadena, and Allenby's in Boyle Heights for their defining bean and cheese burrito. It's an easy list to put together, honestly, and it'll kind of develop and build on itself every year. We'll have kind of a separate map that you can follow for the Hall of Fame.
Well, thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you, Evan.
Bill Addison is the LA Times restaurant critic. How many of his restaurants have you visited on his 101 list of restaurants? Visit latimes.com for the full list and get the premium print edition this Sunday, December 11th. If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. As always, my thanks go to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laryl Garcia, Elena Shatkin, Desmond Taylor, Nick Lamponi, and PJ Shahamat. And special thanks to Chrissy Van Meter, Lori Kondarajan, and Gary Masiha. I'm Evan Kleinman. As you consider your end of the year donations, don't forget about us. Love good food? Well, we rely on listeners like you to make the show sparkle every week. Just go to kcrw.com/give. And if you don't need another mug or a t-shirt, choose the food bank option in place of a thank you gift and we'll match your meals. Once again, that's kcrw.com/give. Truly, thank you.